It is taught that when God spoke in a voice of thunder, all our ancestors heard with their ears was the first letter of the first word, Aleph, a letter with no sound, a glottal stop, a pause, silence. And the transmission of Torah, everything in creation paused and became still and silent too. The word was Anochi, I am. The whole Torah was perceived in the container of that awesome silence by the klal, the community. Each person received what they needed to know, what they were born to teach. And so it is with us in our lifetime. Take a moment to remember what Aleph looks like when written. Three letters combine to form one. Vav stands in the center between a yud at the top to the right and another yud to the left at the bottom. Sit with the letter Aleph in your awareness for a few breaths. Anochi, I am. God revealing God's self to us at Sinai. And Anachi, a word that means vertical, share the same root. They are connected. In my mind's eye, I visualize our ancestors, us, standing at a distance, witnessing God in the dense cloud on the fiery mountain. And at the same time, enfolded in the vibrating energy, drawn into it, held by Godness. I imagine us standing vertically, Tadasana, mountain pose, mirroring the mountain. Tzelem Elohim, mirroring God. Our spines long and straight, while trembling in awe. We were, are, the Vav and the Aleph of Anochi. We were, are, the and, the vi, the Vav, the Anachi, the vertical physical and spiritual connection between heaven and earth, holy and mundane. We were, are, conduits through which Shefa, sacred abundance, flows, standing between Yud, the spark of divinity hidden within each of us, and Vi, Yud, the spark of divinity hidden in everything. Our silence was not empty then. And when we sit in meditation, it is not empty now. It was, is, filled with all that we ever saw, heard, experienced, and continue to receive. We stop and Shemoa, listen, intuit, perceive God's voice through overwhelming thunderous echoes of the shalls and the shalnots of our often confused, clouded minds. God's voice is the Vav at the center of our silence, our Aleph. God's still small voice is clarity, piercing through our denseness, unifying the division we experience as yuds, Yetzer Hara and Yetzer Hatov, our inclinations to do, be good, and do, be evil, sparking like fireflies in our awareness, pulling our attention this way and that. We witness our longings, our aversions, our comfort and discomfort, waking up to a deeper understanding of ourselves and the greater reality. We are not alone. We are not separate. Our perceptions are at once unique to us and universal to all humans. We are one with the One and with each other, with everything. Close your eyes or soften your gaze. Lengthen your spine, supported by the base of your body, hips tilted slightly forward. Allow the heavy femur bones of your legs to be firm like a mountain as we sit. You are the Vav between the Yuds and the Aleph, and so is God. Lift your shoulders toward your ears and roll them back and down, opening your chest, your lev, your heart, making space for breath to flow with ease. Receiving Torah, however it reveals itself to you as we continue to sit enfolded in silence. Stop. Pause. Breathe. Listen with your whole being, with all of your senses, dwelling in the presence. Notice what arises and passes with emunah, faith. This is another word that begins with aleph, emunah. Emunah that whatever you need to learn as we sit together will be revealed and remembered. If not in your mind as words, then in your heart, body, and spirit. You are a conduit through which Shefa flows, and you will teach Torah as it is revealed to you, as you remember it, live it, wherever you are, wherever you go. We'll continue to sit, held in silence, for about 20 more minutes, at which point I'll ring a chime to let you know it's time to return to the rest of your day, taking your Torah experience, whatever it happens to be, with you. You are the Vav in the Aleph. So is God. You are a conduit through which Shefa, sacred abundance, flows. And you will teach Torah as it has been revealed to you, as you remember it. Live it wherever you are, wherever you go. You've been listening to Mincha B'Lev, a Jewish meditation podcast offering from Temple Beth Abraham in Nashua, New Hampshire, created and guided by Laura Hegfield. If you are interested in more podcasts, visit Shine the Divine, Creativity is a Spiritual Practice.com and look for the tab that says Menucha B'Lev at the top of the blog.